Hi, Donna, Mike. Well, so what if theaters published showtimes that reflected the time the movie actually started, not just when the commercials start, not just when the previews start, when the movie starts?
Oh, now, I applaud this. This is really great news.
And but, you know, there's a part of me that hates it.
Why?
Because, you know, there's a 7:05 show. Yeah. If I'm leaving here, I know I don't have to be there till like 7:25.
Yeah, but I'd love knowing what time. Cause
yeah,
I mean,
it'd be a regular time.
The thing is, I'm sure you feel like I do. If it was trailers,
right,
you'd be okay. But like when you sit there and it's the same ads they run on TV.
Right, I know.
Yeah. A pox on that.
Lowe's Cineplexes plans to try it thanks to increasing pressure from the public and lawmakers looking to build a political career.
You still have that cart?
I get it to play. It's got the lady on it. She talks.
Lowe's Theaters welcomes you to the exciting world of the movies.
Buzz hasn't sung for a long time.
Here we go.
Smoking is not permitted in this auditorium.
Buzz Burbank's going to sing for you in just a moment. He loves Lowe's Theaters.
I like
gift
your jingle.
Gift certificates are available at the box office.
This is old school Buzz.
Thanks for helping us keep the theater clean.
Right. Remember this, Mike?
I do. I love this.
Litter and trash receptacles in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Please be considerate and don't talk during the show.
Here we go, Buzz.
Thank you for coming to Lowe's. Sit back and relax. Enjoy the show.
That's a great jingle.
Excellent.
Lord help me, I love a great jingle.
Yeah.
They're going to try it first. I'll try to do better tomorrow. They're going to try it first in Connecticut. If it works, it'll spread. Lowe's ads will tell readers that the feature begins 15 minutes after the printed time.
Mm-hmm. That's a great idea.
And finally, the other day we played the Good Samaritan game, but being a Good Samaritan is not a game, unless you're a German who finds a Polish motorist stranded along the roadside.
Uh-oh.
The 36-year-old German asked if he could help at the scene of a breakdown near Berlin. Polish driver said, yes, thank you. True story. German hooked up his vehicle and proceeded to pull the stranded motorist toward help at speeds of up to 100 miles an hour.
The
Polish driver flashed his lights and honked his horn, but the German driver wouldn't stop or even slow down. Swerving his own steering wheel finally got the Good Samaritan's attention. The Good Samaritan is now getting even more attention in a psychiatric ward.
Hey, this is Good Samaritan.
I am a crazy German.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
Go.
Got to fly. Check out our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Got some good pictures of Mike and Buzz in their motorcycle gear.
Yeah, it's test day tomorrow.
Yeah. We'll have the results on that on tomorrow's episode. Please stand by now on WJFK-FM for the Wolfman Carruthers Show.
Oh, he's great. I love his beard.
Featuring Ron and Tez. We'll see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 Oh, don't tell me. Tonight's the night that we flip to Jack FM.
Oh, man. Fantastic.
And you?
I'd like to express an opinion.
Yes.
I think Paula Abdul is guilty of being hot.
Charlie Gibson.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.